Mishnah Ches. All that we discussed in the previous Mishnah are really just preparations for a service done by the Kohen Gadol. Now, of course, the Kohen Gadol also had to do these preparations, but they are not necessarily considered to be part of the main service of Yom Kippur, as much as, for example, actually offering up those limbs. Now, for something which really was considered to be a main part of the service, the Kohen Gadol could not do that until the service with the Soil HaZazel had been completed. But the question is, that was done on a cliff many miles away from Beis HaMikdash, so how would he know when he could continue with the service? So Omer L'Kohen Gadol, they would tell the Kohen Gadol, Higia Soil HaMidbar, the goat has reached the desert. So already we see that according to this opinion in the Mishnah, it is not necessary that the goat has actually been thrown off the cliff. Rather, it is enough that the goat has reached the midbar. Already from that point, it would be permitted for the Kohen Gadol to continue the service. But the question is, from where would they know that the goat had reached the desert? Answers the Mishnah, Darkyes Hayu'isin, they would set up very large, tall rocks, a few of them, from Beis HaMikdash until the desert. And once the Kohen Gadol reached the desert, then Umanifim Vesudarin, they would start waving flags on the top of the rock which is right there by the desert. And then the person standing on top of the rock nearest to there would also start waving flags, etc., until they reach back to the Beis HaMikdash. And that way, V'yodin Shegias HaMidbar, that way they would know that the goat had reached the desert. Omer Rabbi Huda said, there was no need for these big rocks and the flags, because V'haloi Simon Gadol Hayolahem, surely they had a great sign by which they would know if the goat had reached the desert. Mirushalayim Rad Beis Chedudai, the distance between Yerushalayim and the general area of the sharp cliff at which the goat is pushed off, and the general area refers to the entire desert. So from Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash until the desert is Shalosh Milim, 3 mil, which is equivalent to 6,000 amos. So Holchem Mil, some people would accompany the Kohen Gadol from the Beis HaMikdash for the distance of a mil, and then V'chezren Mil, they would return that same distance of a mil, and then V'shohen Kedei Mil, they would wait the amount of time which it takes to travel a mil, and then that's already 3 mil. V'yodim Shegias Al HaMidbar, so they would know and they could easily assume that the goat had reached the desert, and so therefore the Kohen Gadol could continue with his services in the Beis HaMikdash. Now we have a third opinion, Rabbi Shmuel says, surely they had another big sign for them to know whether the Kohen Gadol could continue with his services, and that was that as well as the red string which was tied to the horns of the goat, and also to the top of the cliff, according to Rabbi Shmuel, there was also Loshen Shel Zechiris, a red string, HaKosher Al Pischa Shel Heichel. There was a red string which was tied above the entrance of the Heichel, the main Beis HaMikdash building. And when the goat reached the desert, HaLoshen Malbin, the red string would become white, Shenem, as the Pasuk says, Eichem Kashonim, if your sins will be like crimson, like red, then Kashele Yalbinu, they will whiten like snow, and that is a hint to this idea that the red string would turn white in order to signify the forgiveness of their sins. The Gemara explains that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim do not agree with Rabbi Yishmael is because this red string only existed originally in the Beit HaMikdash, but once the Chachomim saw the people were sort of relying on this, and if it didn't turn white, then they would be very perturbed and concerned. There was no longer a red string which was hung at the entrance of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama had to give other signs for how the Kohen Gadol would know whether he is able to continue with the services in the Beis HaMikdash.